What was the best hour of your week? And how can you make it easier to have more hours like that moving forward? Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series mini episodes that air daily between our full length Monday and Saturday episodes to help you break out of autopilot and get intentional about how you're using your time, what choices you're making, and the progress you can create today towards your desired outcomes. Most of you are probably familiar with James Clear. He's an author, a thought leader. He wrote the book Atomic Habits. And I saw this post from him the other day where he asked, what has been the best hour of your week and how can you make it easier to have more hours like that? And I was thinking about what it was for me, and the best hour I had had in a few days was time spent with friends. We got a babysitter for the girls and brought our two-year-old to a friend's house who has a kid their age, and we were just chatting and catching up, and the kids were playing, and it was wonderful. And I love this question of how can I make it easier to have more hours like that? Because it doesn't mean I'm going to quit my job. It doesn't mean that I have to rearrange my whole entire life. But it does prompt me to say, hey, you know what? I should be more intentional about time with friends. I should be more intentional about time with just one of my kids or play dates. And then it prompts me to say, okay, so how can I do that? What can that look like in the next week? What can that look like over the next month? What do I need to shift or change so that I can do more of that instead of having it be sort of accidental or infrequent? So what has been the best hour of your week, and what can you do? Really do this work. Don't just listen to me say this, but really put in the work to get something out of this. What do you need to do differently so that you can have more hours like that moving forward? I'll see you tomorrow.